Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Are we supposed to be meeting in the boardroom on the 7th floor, or the conference room on the 6th, or someplace else? I was just up in both rooms and no one was there.
It's in the boardroom, but the meeting's been pushed back an hour. Something urgent came up that needs Clark's attention.
Why didn't anyone tell me about this? I've been wandering around the building for the last 10 minutes looking for this meeting.
Actually, I called your office, but you'd already gone. I'm sorry. Clark just got called away at the last minute.
Number 41. What does the man say he did? Number 42. What is learned about the meeting? Number 43. What does the woman claim to have done? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Linda Bruner from Chapman Computer Store. I'm calling to see if you have an accessory in stock. It's for a tablet computer.
Hi, Linda. Give me a second and let me get the right window up on my computer. Okay, tell me, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for a bracket for mounting the tablet on a car's dashboard. Model number Z18142. I'll need a few other things as well. And I also want to make sure you have the specific bracket in stock.
Okay, let me get that up here on screen. This is going slow today. Okay, we have that specific model in stock. And it comes in two colors, black and gray. Whatever you need, it's in stock.
Number 44. Why has the woman called? Number 45. What is the man doing? Number 46. Which industry does the woman work in? Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, I need some help. I need some cardboard boxes so I can package some documents and then ship them overseas. How do I go about doing this?
Okay, it's probably best if you get a hold of Betsy in HR and let her know what you want to do. She can get you boxes and explain the whole shipping process.
So I need to go through the HR department for this? I'd have thought this was something we could handle ourselves.
We can, but since you're new at this, it's okay to go through Betsy. I'd help you myself, but I need to take a call in a minute.
Number 47. What does the man want to do? Number 48. What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 49. What can be inferred about the man? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
We have a lot of work coming up. There's a lot going on here for the next few months. I wanted to ask you about your availability.
Well, I'm pretty involved with the Evergreen project right now. but that ought to be winding down by the end of the month. Jack's been asking me about my availability for a project as well, but nothing's confirmed with him.
Well, I can definitely use you. I have a project coming up I think you'd be perfect for. It's an international sales contract with a new client. You'd be good for the legal team.
Sure, as long as I'm not working with Jack. I ought to check with him as a courtesy, but I'm pretty sure his work's just a maybe. Why don't I call you after I talk to him?
Number 50. Why does the man contact the woman? Number 51. What can be inferred about the woman? Number 52. What does the woman promise to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Where are we with this month's invoices? Everything needs to be submitted to accounting before the end of the month. This month's particularly important because it's the end of our fiscal year.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're caught up. I sent a batch of invoices to accounting this week, and they're all waiting to be paid.
They don't need to be paid immediately, but we need to make sure they have all our paperwork. As long as they have the invoices, we won't be blamed for any delays.
I know, I'm on top of it. Now, there's a chance we may get billed for one or two more orders, but I'll make sure they're processed as soon as they come in.
Number 53. What does the woman ask the man? Number 54. What is learnt about the speaker's company? Number 55. What does the man offer to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
I don't know if you know, but today's Michael Irwin's last day, and a group of us are going to the Iron Horse after work for a going-away party.
Really? I knew he was leaving, but I didn't realize it was today. What time's everyone getting together?
I think people are getting off work at different times, but roughly between 5 and 6. The time's loose. Mike said he'd be there on the earlier side of that, 5, 5:15. If you want to check with him, maybe you can go over together.
Yeah, he works on my floor. I'll go check with him right now. Thanks for letting me know.
Number 56. Why does the woman contact the man? Number 57. What does the woman say about her co-workers? Number 58. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Royal Regency. Are you checking in this afternoon?
Yes, please. I have a reservation under the name of Thompson, Sheila Thompson. It's for a suite, and I'd prefer one on an upper floor if that's possible.
I'll see what I can do. Yes, Miss Thompson, I have you here for 3 nights in a suite, and we can put you on the 12th floor. If you have a credit card, we'll go ahead and process your reservation.
Sure. Here you go. This place looks busy right now. All these people. Is there a convention or a trade conference in town?
Number 59. Where most likely does this conversation take place? Number 60. What does the woman give the man? Number 61. What does the woman note about her location? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Erica wanted me to go to the store to pick up some ink, but I just realized I forgot what kind to get. She told me, but I completely forgot. I'm not even sure what make and model our printer is.
Just open the printer and check out the cartridges. They ought to have a product number or catalog number or something. Just write down that number and you'll be good.
Oh, that's a good idea.
They're sold in packs. Usually they have one color cartridge and one black. Erica usually wants two packs. That usually lasts us a couple of months.
Number 62. What did the woman forget? Number 63. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 64. What most likely is true about the man? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ruth. This is Jack Foster from Allied. I know this is a last-minute thing, but I just found out I'm going to be in Chicago tomorrow, and I thought it might be nice if we could meet in person.
Hi, Jack. Yes. Nice surprise. I agree. It'd be great to finally meet you. Tomorrow? It depends. What time were you thinking?
Well, I'm flying in the morning and have a noon meeting, but I should be free after about 2 o'clock. I don't fly back to Cleveland until 8 at night, so anytime in the afternoon, really.
Okay, I think I'm free after 2. Let me do this. Let me check with my assistant and make sure she doesn't have me booked for something I'm not aware of. And then I'll call you back and we can figure out where to meet. How's that sound?
Number 65. What is learned about the speakers? Number 66. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 67. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
I'm thinking of having the roast beef and potatoes with, a salad, I suppose. They make good soup, but I'm not in the mood for it. How about you? What are you getting?
I haven't made up my mind yet. They have quite a few things here that look really good. I like the sound of the gumbo, crayfish, the fish special the waiter mentioned. Something spicy, I suppose.
I don't know if you noticed, but they have a southern sampler for $20. You can choose a variety of different dishes and put them together. I had it once. It's nice.
Yeah, I noticed that. I might go with that. Tell you what, let's get the waiter and I'll decide when he gets here. Sometimes I just need to be put on the spot.
Number 68. What can be inferred about the woman? Number 69. What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 70. What does the man decide to do? Go on to the next page.